Buenos días, ¿qué tal estás? It's lesson 76 of Coffee Break Spanish. And in this lesson, we're introducing another aspect of grammar, and that is the continuous present tense using estar plus a part of the verb called the gerund. Now, you've come across this already, but we've just not really explained it until now. Again, Maria Jose and Andrew feature in this episode, so I hope you enjoy it. So once again, we're going to start by listening to a conversation between Maria Jose and Andrew. In this week's conversation, they're talking about what they're currently doing. We'll let you hear the conversation now, and I'd like you to name at least two of the things which Andrew likes about Spain. Have a listen.
Maria Jose, ¿puedes venir aquí un momentito?
No puedo en este momento. Estoy leyendo. Vendré después de leer este capítulo.
¿Qué estás leyendo?
Es un libro francés. Tengo que leerlo antes de volver a la universidad. ¿Qué estás haciendo tú?
Yo estoy escribiendo una carta, pero quiero preguntarte algo.
¿Estás escribiendo en español?
Sí, estoy escribiendo a Michael, que es un amigo inglés. Él también está estudiando español, por eso estoy pensando en lo que voy a escribir. Quiero decir que todo está bien, pero en manera más interesante.
Podrías decir que lo estás pasando fenomenal. Pasarlo fenomenal quiere decir to have a good time. Y también puedes decir que estás disfrutando de la vida española.
Y la comida, y las bebidas, y de la playa, de la juerga.
Sí, exacto. Pero hay que decir también que estás aprendiendo mucho español con tu amiga española, que es muy simpática, muy amable.
Y muy guapa.
¿Pero qué estás diciendo? Estás hablando tonterías.
Bueno, gracias por la ayuda. No quería molestarte.
No me molestas. Está bien. Pero voy a seguir leyendo.
So, Andrew has finally made his move with Maria Jose, but you'll have to wait until the next episode to find out what happens. Let's go back and think about the content of this dialogue. At the beginning of the conversation, Maria Jose is reading, and Andrew interrupts her to ask for some help with the letter that he's writing in Spanish. Cara, did you pick up any of the things that Andrew says that he's enjoying about Spain?
He said that he likes the food.
Mm-hmm.
He likes the drinks.
Yep.
He likes the beaches.
Yeah.
And he likes partying.
That's right, juerga. He mentioned la juerga, which is, of course, the partying, the good fun and so on. But we'll come back to all that later. I'm going to let you hear this dialogue again. And each time a particular construction appears, you'll hear that little sound we used last week. This means that you've got to listen out for the construction and see if you can pick up anything about the way in which the words are used. They're words, in most cases, that you'll recognise and you'll probably follow what's happening. So have a listen again.
María José, ¿puedes venir aquí un momentito?
No puedo en este momento. Estoy leyendo. Vendré después de leer este capítulo.
¿Qué estás leyendo?
Es un libro francés. Tengo que leerlo antes de volver a la universidad. ¿Qué estás haciendo tú?
Yo estoy escribiendo una carta, pero quiero preguntarte algo.
¿Estás escribiendo en español?
Sí, estoy escribiendo a Michael, que es un amigo inglés. Él también está estudiando español. Por eso estoy pensando en lo que voy a escribir. Quiero decir que todo está bien, pero en manera más interesante.
Podrías decir que lo estás pasando fenomenal. Pasarlo fenomenal quiere decir to have a good time. Y también puedes decir que estás disfrutando de la vida española.
Y la comida, y las bebidas, y de la playa, de la juerga.
Sí, exacto. Pero hay que decir también que estás aprendiendo mucho español con tu amiga española, que es muy simpática, muy amable.
y muy guapa.
¿Pero qué estás diciendo? Estás hablando tonterías.
Bueno, gracias por la ayuda. No quería molestarte.
No me molestas. Está bien. Pero voy a seguir leyendo.
So, Kara, can you tell me, is there something that links all of those examples which were indicated with the little bell sound?
Okay, when they were speaking, they were talking about something that they were doing at the time, like they were reading or they were writing at that time.
Uh-huh.
And the construction was something to do with estar, with a bit of the verb with ando or endo on the end.
Almost perfect, almost perfect. First of all, you're exactly right. It's all about what they are doing at the time, exactly at that moment. So, for example, María José said, estoy leyendo, I am reading. Okay, so it's really emphasizing the fact that at this moment I am reading. And this is something that we've come across before in a number of situations, but we've never actually learned this construction. You mentioned that it's a part of estar, the verb to be, and the word that ends in ando or endo. In actual fact, that's almost perfect. It ends in ando for AR verbs. For example, estoy pensando. I am...
thinking.
Thinking, yep. Or for ER verbs, it ends in yendo. I-E-N-D-O.
Yendo.
Yendo. Okay, so for example, estoy escribiendo una carta.
Estoy escribiendo una carta.
Estoy escribiendo una carta. So, for AR verbs, to form this part of the verb, which is actually called the gerund, okay, the G-E-R-U-N-D, you take off the AR of the infinitive and add ando, ando. So, hablar becomes hablando.
Hablando.
What would jugar become?
Jugando?
Yeah. To play, when you're talking about the piano?
Tocando.
Tocando, okay. Now, one thing you've got to be very careful of here, as soon as you start thinking that tocando means playing and hablando means speaking, you develop what is commonly known by teachers as gerunditis. And you start saying, oh, I like speaking Spanish. Me gusta hablando español. No, 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 no. You're not allowed to say that. It makes no sense whatsoever. How do you say I like speaking Spanish?
Me gusta hablar español.
Hablar, using the infinitive. Because I like speaking Spanish is the same as I like to speak Spanish. So in that situation, you use the infinitive. Don't suddenly start to use the gerund everywhere. The gerund is really only used in this particular situation where you are doing something at that moment. So the gerund is combined with a part of estar. And in this case, we were saying, for example, estoy tocando el piano.
Estoy tocando el piano.
Which would mean...
I am, at this moment, playing the piano.
Yeah, it's what you're doing right at this moment. If you say, toco el piano, it could mean I play the piano, as in I play the piano to please my great-grandmother who likes listening to me play the piano, or it could mean I'm playing the piano just now. Toco el piano. ¿Qué estás haciendo? Toco el piano. Okay? However, when you say, estoy tocando el piano, it means that right at this moment, the thing that you are doing is playing the piano. Estoy tocando el piano.
Estoy tocando el piano.
En este momento, at this moment, estamos aprendiendo español. ¿Puedes repetirlo, Cara, por favor?
En este momento, estamos aprendiendo español.
¿Ya? Aprendiendo, coming from aprender, and notice with the ER verb, we've taken off the ER and added yendo, that's I-E-N-D-O, yendo.
Yendo.
Aprendiendo.
Aprendiendo.
Let's take the verb abrir. Abrir means?
To open.
So how do you say, at this moment, I am opening the window?
En este momento, abriendo la ventana.
Okay, now you've missed out something there. You've got
Estoy abriendo.
Estoy abriendo la ventana. En este momento, estoy abriendo la ventana. So, abrir becomes abriendo.
Abriendo.
Estoy abriendo la ventana. And we've already heard escribir becoming escribiendo.
Escribiendo.
So, Andrew says, estoy escribiendo una carta. He's writing a letter. Estoy escribiendo una carta.
Estoy escribiendo una carta.
Perfecto.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break Spanish experience, then you can sign up for the full premium version of our course. And that includes video versions of our lessons, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device while you listen. There's also a set of lesson notes for every lesson with vocabulary and additional examples and bonus audio. All of our premium courses are available at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Okay, there are a few examples of this construction which are a little bit irregular. For example, if we take the verb decir, which means to say, it becomes diciendo.
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 Or in Latin America, diciendo.
Diciendo.
¿Qué estás diciendo?
¿Qué estás diciendo?
What would that mean?
What are you saying?
What are you saying? So, ¿qué estás diciendo in Spain? Or ¿qué estás diciendo in Latin America? Estás hablando tonterías. This is what María José replies to Andrew's rather forward suggestion that not only is she simpática and amable, but muy guapa. What does guapa mean?
Pretty.
Pretty, yeah. So she says, pero ¿qué estás diciendo? What are you saying? Estás hablando tonterías. You're talking nonsense. Tonterías are silly things. Tonterías, nonsense. So, estás hablando tonterías. You're talking nonsense. Try saying that. Estás hablando tonterías.
Estás hablando tonterías.
Ajá. Before we listen to the conversation again, I'd like to pick up on one of the phrases. In fact, the phrase that María José taught to Andrew to help him say that he's having a good time. She said, pasarlo fenomenal quiere decir to have a good time. Pasarlo fenomenal.
Pasarlo fenomenal.
So we've got an infinitive there, pasar, and the lo part obviously means it. So literally, this means to pass it brilliantly. Pasarlo fenomenal.
Pasarlo fenomenal.
So let's put this into the preterite tense. How would you say, literally, I passed it brilliantly? I had a good time.
Lo pasé fenomenal.
Lo pasé fenomenal. Muy bien. Lo pasé fenomenal en Canarias. I had a great time in the Canary Islands. Lo pasé fenomenal.
Lo pasé fenomenal.
And using another example, how would you say, I have had a great time, using the perfect tense?
Lo he pasado.
Fenomenal.
Fenomenal, sorry.
Yeah, that's it. Lo, you're concentrating so hard on getting the right verb there. Lo he pasado fenomenal. Now note there, lo goes before the auxiliary verb, before the part of haber. Lo he pasado fenomenal.
Lo he pasado fenomenal.
Okay. How would you say, I will have a great time? Okay, we're going back to the future tense from a couple of weeks ago. I will have a great time.
Voy a pasarlo.
That's cheating, but you did get it right. Voy a pasarlo fenomenal. Voy a pasarlo. The lo sticking onto the end of pasar. Voy a pasarlo fenomenal. But in the pure future tense, it would be, You're struggling.
Lo pasaría?
Not quite. That's the conditional. We'll come to that in a minute. Lo pasaré.
Lo pasaré.
Fenomenal. Lo pasaré fenomenal.
Lo pasaré fenomenal.
So that would be pasaré, pasarás, pasará, pasaremos, pasaráis, pasarán. They will have a great time. Lo pasarán fenomenal. Lo pasarán fenomenal en España. They'll have a great time in Spain. Lo pasarán fenomenal.
Lo pasarán fenomenal.
And since you gave us it anyway, how would you say I would have a great time in the conditional tense?
Lo pasaría fenomenal.
Lo pasaría fenomenal. Now, this fenomenal can be replaced with bien. For example, lo pasé muy bien. That's obviously replacing it with muy bien, but you get the idea. Lo pasé muy bien. Lo pasé bien.
Lo pasé bien.
Lo pasé muy bien.
Lo pasé muy bien.
Lo he pasado muy bien.
Lo he pasado muy bien.
So I've had a good time, a very good time. And another word that's used with this construction that certainly was in fashion in Spain quite recently was the use of the word bomba.
Bomba.
Now, bomba literally means bomb, as in something that explodes. In English, we say, I had a whale of a time. In Spanish, you say, I passed it bomb. Okay, so, lo pasé bomba.
Lo pasé bomba.
Lo hemos pasado bomba en España.
Lo hemos pasado bomba en España.
Muy bien. So you've got pasarlo bien, pasarlo fenomenal, pasarlo bomba. Three different examples. Okay, we're going to listen to the conversation again. Once again, try and pick out all the estar plus gerund, the continuous tenses, the continuous present tenses, because we'll come to other tenses next time. And also, make sure that you're understanding the conversation too. For our premium subscribers, we'll be going through the whole conversation and taking it apart in this week's bonus podcast. María José, ¿puedes venir aquí un momentito?
No puedo en este momento. Estoy leyendo. Vendré después de leer este capítulo.
¿Qué estás leyendo?
Es un libro francés. Tengo que leerlo antes de volver a la universidad. ¿Qué estás haciendo tú?
Yo estoy escribiendo una carta. Pero quiero preguntarte algo.
¿Estás escribiendo en español?
Sí, estoy escribiendo a Michael, que es un amigo inglés. Él también está estudiando español, por eso estoy pensando en lo que voy a escribir. Quiero decir que todo está bien, pero en manera más interesante.
Podrías decir que lo estás pasando fenomenal. Pasarlo fenomenal quiere decir to have a good time. Y también puedes decir que estás disfrutando de la vida española.
Y la comida, y las bebidas, y de la playa, de la juerga.
Sí, exacto. Pero hay que decir también que estás aprendiendo mucho español con tu amiga española, que es muy simpática, muy amable.
Muy guapa.
Pero, ¿qué estás diciendo? Estás hablando tonterías.
Bueno, gracias por la ayuda. No quería molestarte.
No me molestas, está bien, pero voy a seguir leyendo.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.